This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Hot Shell Ray with Hung Up. That's their brand new one. It's the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Joining us in the studio now, the man I've just described a little earlier as the Earl of Alliteration.
You did struggle saying that too.
I know. He is the man who made the English language not only beautiful, but fully pronounceable.
Some would say joyful.
Absolutely. George Janikian, welcome to Joy.
Chris, Cam, delighted to be here. I've been practicing my Greek in a studio alongside. It's been most illuminating. How much I'd forgotten.
Really?
But this is great. Now, this is fantastic. And importantly, we're here for a fantastic cause. I don't often get a chance to really enjoy myself in my tracky dacks, but this year and this month of May means a whole lot of joy. Getting people to just chill, relax, unwind, go cash for one day in the month of May is a great idea. And I've just heard we've been trying to get 10,000 registrations, say, during the month online. And importantly, if you can help us out, we'd love you to get online and register ASAP. We've got about 9,700, but I've just been reliably informed that about 100 people have come on board from Medibank at the Docklands. So they've signed on. So we're at 9,800. We need a couple of hundred more registrations to crack the magic 10,000 number. And if you're wondering why 10,000 means so much to us, it would probably equate to about $20,000. And that's a fair lump of money when you're talking about a fundraiser and something that means an awful lot to us. When you think we have a couple of major fundraisers each year, this is one of them. And it'd be a great way to start and boost us to the Mara walk coming up in late October, where I urge and beseech all of you, especially those Joy listeners who have the wherewithal, the courage and the fitness levels to walk from Brighton to Port Melbourne, where I live, okay, and back again twice, 42 Ks.
Easy.
Now, we raised a lot of money last year. We want to do more of it this year.
And that's why you're here. You're here for TLC, for kids, of course.
A little tender love and care for kids. No, seriously, that's what it's about.
Absolutely.
And now, if we can provide support for those distressed families, fantastic. And if we can get everyone else involved, even better.
Now, I have to say that we share the building with TLC for Kids, and one of the most rewarding things you can do coming into this building is running into some of the shoppers for TLC Kids in the lift with their list to go out and buy stuff for the kids that they've got, and then they come back with these bags full of goodies. The volunteer for TLC for Kids have such a joyful job.
It is. And when you think about it, it's like we allow them to be Santa Claus for a day.
Yeah.
And the beauty is all of this stuff that we do, TLC, people don't realise that TLC for Kids, the organisation actually targets what they go out and buy.
Mm.
The medical professionals basically say to TLC, this is what this particular family needs and would make a huge difference. And then we allot the money, put the money to one side and make sure it's delivered. And that way, we ensure that your money gets value. And nothing is wasted, and that's the biggest thing that any organisation raising money and a charitable organisation can say in 2013, that everything that comes in goes straight to the organisation and gets it done.
Such an amazing organisation, and as you said, we're the idea is to go casual for the month of May.
You betcha. For a day. I don't want people to be, you know, I don't want to challenge anyone. And once we heard that Cam and yourself were keen to go cash for a day, I said, yep, I'll go in and do the interview, no problem at all.
Excellent.
And I'm very impressed, both of you looking suitably smart in your very cash wear. Very cash. Is that the new Joy uniform?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, absolutely.
Swish. I'll have to dress up next time. I'm sorry, I dressed down. Next time, I promise to dress up.
So it's Tracky Dack Day.
Yep.
And you can pick any day in
May. Yeah. We don't want to challenge anyone to say one particular day because so many people have so many different things on their plate. And what we're saying to you is get your mates, you know, netball mates, football mates, cricket mates, people, colleagues at work, for example. Maybe it might be a club in your suburb that you do your Pilates class.
Yes.
Hey guys,
well that's pretty.
My
easy.
Pilates class is pretty, you know, pretty powerful. There are about 50 women who can do much more than I've ever considered doing on a mat. But that's another matter. Can you imagine what they do when they put that muscle to good use and the money they raise goes to a fabulous cause? And
absolutely.
That's why we're here.
So people can register their day that they're going to. Everybody's
get
going.
Online.
So if you're in the office or whatever, mother's group, parents.
Trackydackday.com.au.
And it's not hard, is it? I mean, what we're asking you to do is get really comfortable
for
the day.
And no one's saying you have to give us, you know, millions. As Eddie
but
would
you
say,
can.
Millions.
You can.
Well, you could if you were an organisation. If you were a major multinational and you wanted to show the side of your makeup or the side of your business that's truly humanitarian and putting back into the community that you make such a great living out of, if you can put something back, even better. Fantastic. Makes them feel warm and cuddly inside.
But what you're really talking about is for everybody who wears Tracky Dacks of the day, if donate a gold coin, a couple of bucks.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that'll do the trick.
And if we can get 10,000 registrations, wouldn't that be awesome?
10,000 gold coins, it's got to go a long way.
Yep. And imagine how many families we can direct that money to.
Absolutely.
And help them out. And that's, in essence, what we're trying to do.
Look, George, what can I ask you when you got on board with TLC for Kids as an ambassador?
Look, one of the things that I did when I stepped away from the newsroom about 2 years ago, it'll be 2 years ago in November.
Okay.
When I stepped away and I thought to myself, after 35 years of being told what to do and how to do it, I can now step out and try and do the sorts of things I've always wanted to do, but other people said, no. So I'm over the no business and I want to make those no's yeses. And when I stepped off board, it was amazing how many organisations came and said to me, would you consider being an ambassador to help us through this particular stage in our development? And among those, one of those companies and one of those organisations, charitable organisations, was TLC for Kids. And as soon as I heard what they wanted, I jumped on board. And for me, it's yet another instance to put back, because I've been extraordinarily fortunate, have had a fabulous run for the better part of 35 years, radio and television, and this is a terrific way. And the effort to, you know, that they're asking for me is, this big. It ain't that hard.
Yeah.
Sweating in front of a hot microphone, you know, for five minutes, not that hard. Mind you, the challenge of getting fit to do the Marrow Walk in late October between Brighton and Port Melbourne, that's a different matter. I don't know if I can do that twice, but I'm going to try and think about it.
My wife
will be the final arbiter. Yes, darling, you can do it. She's the only one who can still say no.
But at least you can stop off at home and have a rest before you keep going, because it goes back to Port Melbourne. You can keep going again.
Cam, I love the way you think.
I
think we'll need you on our squad, because I'll leave the keys with you so you can run and make sure that the tea is ready and the sandwiches and all the goodies.
Stuff there.
Because sustenance is important.
Absolutely.
Forget about the hydration. Sustenance, my boy.
George,
so that's in essence what it's about.
Fantastic. Look, fantastic. Thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
If anyone wants to help out, look, it's an amazing cause, TLC for Kids. We've talked about it a few times here on Joy Now. I think it's one of the most interesting and it's, as I say, every time I come up in the lift and meet one of the ladies going out to shop for the kids, it just makes you feel good.
So, yeah, it's real. You can see it.
Yeah.
It's palpable.
So trackydackday.com.au.
Yep. Any day in May. Just make sure you register. We want to notch up. Roll over that number. Big 10,000.
Get onto it now. TLC for Kids. George Anikian, thanks for joining us here.
Pleasure.
On Joy.
Thanks, Cam. Thanks, Chris.
No worries. This is Joy 94.9.
Yes, us.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.